hesitate. The things that I'm thinking I shouldn't be saying on second dates. Whatever, babe, it's getting late. I hate to impose, so let me make a motion and go and take all my clothes off the clothing rack. So distracted by the scent of aftershave. They say women overly forward can scare a man away. Well, that's a shame. These expectations get so senseless. I can't express affection unless I have it written as desperate. Well, that's okay. I'll have to wait for a later date. For now, it's anime and eating cake from a paper plate. I'm checking Google Maps for the path I should take.
Great.
The summer's under maintenance and I can't even take the train. Although I want to, there's expectations sending me messages saying not to.
Got to go away.
I guess I got to, but home is not exactly a place that I can walk to.
This evening has been
so freaking excellent. I better head to bed lest I let him in on my sentiment.
So very nice.
My next move should be evident, but still I'm feeling hesitant.
Well, it's hard to tell. I'd say that I should tell her to stay, but in a way it kind of violates the terms of the date. Nate, sure, it's late and snowing and it's cold as a witch's tit, a witch's breast. Which is best? The question is intricate. If I tell her to stay, I may fulfill the role of gentleman, but what the hell's a gentleman? An antiquated specimen that's built within a system I was born in, but I'm better than. Should I tell her to get in an Uber and go, or let her into bed again? If I tell her she should stay, then she may think I'm trying to hit it. If I did, then I'd enjoy it, but the point is that it isn't what the point is, cause it's colder than the void is. So the choice is, do I tell her she should stay, or do I wait for her to voice it? There's no devil on my shoulder, though no angel on the other. Just a general indecision whether we should share the covers and we care for one another. But I wonder what her preference is. It's cold and I'm too stoned and kinda horny and a feminist.
She really can't stay.
And you don't have to, I'll be the last dude to tell you what you can and can't do.
She got to go away.
Okay, so go then. But if you change your mind, it's fine, the offer is open.
This evening has
good
been
but ambiguous. I dig the way it's going, but don't know if she's into it.
So very
let's go nice and slow. I don't know what comes next, all I know is it's cold.
Well, I gotta work at 8 in the morning, I'm drowsy, and I don't want my roommates to be worried about
me. Where the matter is cloudy, it's kinda like the weather is. I'll try to read the signs as to what her intention is.
The question is, what do I want for myself? I could get some sleep or I could totally cuddle as well.
Hell, I could stay in my shell until hell freezes over. So I may as well just ask her if she wants to get closer. Yo, Lex, it's 12 o'clock and 12 below, so what you thinking?
I'm thinking I like the taste of this beverage I'm drinking. What's in it?
It's a kombucha with an extract of ginseng. I found it on all recipes.
Damn, I didn't know what I was missing.
But the main thing I was asking, to say what I mean actually, is whether you're happy to be here or do you have some place you have to be?
Practically, it'd be better if I left, but that's just me acting responsibly. But honestly, I'd really rather be inside.
Well, here we are.
Well, here we are.
It's warm inside. You know you can stay.
But I don't have to.
Or I could call you a ride. It's up to you.
I know it is.
I know you know.
I know you know I know.
And so?
So what?
It's cold.
No, duh.
You're tired?
I'm tired of this sentence, though.
So let's address the elephant.
The elephant?
To hell with it. I'll tell you it. I think you're swell.
You swell as well.
I'm swell oh shit.
It's best to be direct with your intentions.
And to state what's best for you.
On count of three, then.
One, two, three.
I want to stay. Yeah.
I really can't stay.